This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a lot of chat around dating apps at the moment because Valentine's Day is days away and dating apps are heating up. Lots of us are staring at our profiles and wondering, is this really helping or is it hurting my chances? Well, what actually makes someone seem attractive and trustworthy and worth going on that first date with? Well, joining us is Dr. Taylor Goggin, a psychology lecturer from Swinburne University. Taylor, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Taylor, when we're scrolling through dating apps, what are we actually judging first? Is it the photo? Is it the bio? Or is it something else completely, entirely different?
Yeah, really good question. So a lot of research suggests that we tend to look at the photo first. So usually it's the first thing we're shown when we look at someone's profile. And it's also a lot quicker just to form an impression of someone than read their bio. So there's some research suggesting that we form impressions of people within about 200 milliseconds of seeing their face. So, yeah, blink of an eye, you think of how friendly, how smart, how attractive they are. Yeah, so it's really, really rapid.
That's a lot of pressure to look sort of polished online. So how do edited or filtered photos tend to land with people?
Yeah, great question. So you're right that people feel very pressured to edit their photos because there's a lot of competition. You want to stand out from people. You want to look as good as you can. But we've done some research in our lab, and it suggests that if you filter your images, it can actually backfire a lot.
Oh, really?
Because I think people assume it will make you look more attractive because it, you know, makes your skin look even. You sometimes change your jawline, your eyes and stuff like that. But I think the main thing is people see through the filters. That if an image is filtered and looks too good to be true, people go, oh, there's something not authentic about it. So what we find is it does nothing to improve your attractiveness, but it can really diminish how trustworthy you look.
What about in terms of how it makes you feel about yourself? Like if you filter a photo because you think, you know what, I feel better about myself putting this one up. I mean, is it still worth it if you feel better about it?
I think it gets tricky because a lot of your self-esteem then is derived from external sources. So if you put a photo up there saying, okay, I feel like I look good, but if you're not getting many matches and the kind of dates you're going on aren't really what you want, it can actually backfire and make you feel a bit worse about yourself. And it's just like your whole self-esteem is contingent on other people and, you know, how people probably just like swiping through, not looking anyway.
When I've sort of gone through different profiles online and I've read the what people have written about themselves, if some, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that, if I find them a bit aggressive and rude, I'm instantly turned off. What impact does the bio have in terms of engaging people, in terms of making them feel attractive or whether they're attracted to that person or not? How important is the bio compared to the photo?
Yeah, really good question again. The bios are a lot more complex because I think the photos research pretty much understands like what looks good, what doesn't, what you should do. With the bios, the main thing we find is that when people are swiping through profiles, they're not really looking for green flags. They're trying to avoid red flags. So if you talk to people who use dating apps, invariably they'll tell you that a lot of profiles won't have any bio at all. And if they do have one, usually it's very vague and generic. So they will say, I'm after someone nice, someone emotionally available, but which sounds good in the service, but it's not very informative, really. So, so what we find is that even if you're not overly confident with your appearance, sometimes your bio can still boost you up a little bit, that people might go on to read your bio and see things that they find interesting.
So is it still worth filling out a bio?
Well, so what I suspect is, I think, because again, people are trying to avoid red flags. Sometimes if you have no bio, that might actually help you get matches, really, because there's almost nothing for them to veto. But I think the flip side of that is once you actually match with them, you're shooting yourself in the foot when it comes to conversations, because if there's nothing in your bio, there's nothing to prompt people to know what to ask you. So you end up with 50 messages of people asking, how's your day been? And what are you up to tonight? And those very painful small talk conversations.
What are you into?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, it depends what you're talking about.
So, yeah, and I think sometimes people leave them blank because it's hard to think of a bio. People don't really know what to write for one.
Mm.
And I think there's not much research in this space either. But if I had to guess, I'd say one really good thing to put in your bio is listing things that you're interested in and things that you're passionate about.
Oh.
Because I think for a few reasons, one is it means that you're more likely to attract matches with shared interests with you. If you're really into skiing and they're into skiing, then it's already something to talk about. But it also means they can ask you about things you actually enjoy discussing. And for them, it makes things better as well, because we all like to hear someone talk about things they're passionate about. You see their eyes light up and really good about things. So I think sometimes that's probably the best thing you do. And then once they start messaging, then you just carry the conversation.
We're chatting with Dr. Taylor Goggin, a psychology lecturer from Swinburne University of Technology, about what really makes a dating app profile appealing. This message has come in from Shane from Wodonga saying, people keep telling me my Scruff and Grindr photos don't do me justice. I was going to take new ones, but sounds like I should just leave them up. What do you reckon about that, Taylor?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to know what, you know, it's probably worth experimenting a bit, even put new photos on, take other ones down, and you get a sense of what's working, what's not. But there's a bit of research suggesting that we're not very good at perceiving our own appearance. So sometimes you're actually better off going to a friend and saying, I've got these different photos. Which ones do you think I should put first? Or which ones do you think I should put on my profile? And sometimes there, what they think you should put on is very different to what you think. So yeah, maybe even just ask your friend about what they think about the photos.
Taylor, I'm just thinking, I can't use the filters properly, and I try and use them and the whole thing goes orange.
Yeah, and that's I think it's probably why people see through them, because like they're meant to be easy way. You can just press a button, but it always looks like something's always off. Like I'm bad with technology, so we're one of the same.
If you find the orange photo, it's me. Is there a difference between what we think looks attractive on dating apps and what actually builds trust?
It's a good question. I think you're right. There's a bit of a mismatch between them, because you can, like, obviously attractiveness is very heavily appearance driven, but trust is probably more built afterwards when you're messaging them, meeting up with dates. And yeah, so you end up trusting people turn up trusting you when you trust them. And the tricky thing with first impressions is obviously, again, like you see their picture first. So you form this initial impression, and that usually shapes the way you interpret everything else that they say.
Oh.
So if you view them as being attractive, there's something called the halo effect, which is this idea that if someone looks very attractive, you assume they have all these other positive characteristics. You assume that they're also smart, that they're also easy to talk to, that they're trustworthy. And yeah, so there's a lot riding that very first picture that you present.
What happens then if you do get that feeling they've got a really amazing picture and all the other qualities are terrible? I mean, that sets you up for disappointment, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk to people who use dating apps, they find this. They'll match someone, they get kind of that excitement, and you don't really know much about them, so your brain fills in all these gaps. But then you go and meet them, and it's like the whole thing shatters, and you're like, oh my gosh, they're nothing like what I thought they were. It's very hard, because you build up this image in your head of what the person is like, and sometimes if it builds up too much, they're never going to be what you assume that they are.
Now let's talk about someone who wants to perhaps look for something more long term on some of the dating apps, and then of course there's lots of people on there that are just after something quick and easy. What can you do to, I suppose, indicate that this is what you're after, and also increase your chances of finding a match for a long term relationship as opposed to a quick hookup?
Yeah, well, I guess the simple thing you can do is obviously like signal that you're after those things, but obviously, like, as you know, some people just power through that and don't really read it. One other thing is that obviously there's a few different types of dating apps, and there's different social norms on different apps. So some apps like Tinder is very much viewed as like a hookup app or like a short-term casual app. Something like Hinge might be better for a long-term relationship. So even the way that they set it up, I think they limit how many profiles you can like in a day. So people are more selective and thinking about, they're not going to swipe 100 times just for the sake of it. So The other one is you can leverage those matching algorithms as well. So some of these algorithms on the dating apps, they're not great sometimes, but they're only good insofar as you give it good data to go off. So if you're really selective and thinking about each swipe that you make, that the algorithm's going to learn from that, and it's going to present you with better or more suitable people for you as well. So you can always use that to your advantage a little bit.
Taylor, if there's one simple bit of advice that everyone could do tonight on the dating apps that would make it, would it, you know, genuinely improve their chances of getting whatever it is they want out of the dating app, what would you say?
It sounds really obvious, but I think the best thing you can do is just be authentic in every way. So authentic in the kind of images you use, authentic in the things you put in your bio, in the messages. I think people can feel pressured to be very performative and present themselves in a certain way. But I think that's always very short term, because they'll eventually see what you're actually like, and you want to attract people that you are actually interested in as well. And the best way to do that is be authentic, and they'll see you for who you are. And yeah, hopefully things work out.
Taylor, the orange profile is disappearing.
It's fading into the abyss. Yeah.
It's going to become the black and white one tonight. Thank you so much. That's really, really interesting. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was our Dr. Taylor Gogan, a psychology lecturer from Swinburne University of Technology.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.